Now to the wild frontier of e-books. Today, Amazon began shipping the latest iteration of its e-reader called the Kindle Fire. And the company is not only selling books for these devices, Amazon has also introduced a lending library. But as NPR's Lynn Neary reports, some publishers and authors were taken aback to find that their books were part of the lending program.
If you go to the main webpage of Amazon's lending library, you'll see a display of covers that includes some very popular books: The Hunger Games trilogy, Moneyball, A Reliable Wife.
Well, I was rather startled to be included.
Robert Gulrich is the author of A Reliable Wife. He never gave permission for his book to be included in the lending library, but then again, he didn't necessarily have to.
You know, if any bookstore bought 20 copies of my book, they would be entitled to give it away to whoever they wanted. So in a retail environment, it's very hard to tell them what to do with my book.
But Amazon can't include just any book in its lending library. The six major publishing houses have negotiated a way of selling their e-books to Amazon that precludes using them in a lending library without permission. Smaller houses, who sell their e-books wholesale to the retailer, don't have that protection. Rachel Deal of Publishers Weekly says Amazon approached publishing houses last summer with different deals. Most said no, but that didn't stop Amazon from including some of those publishers' titles without telling them.
That's got to be frustrating, and it's got to be, on some level, embarrassing to have to go to your authors and say, we didn't know this was happening, we're sorry.
It's a tricky situation for publishers, says Deal, because Amazon sells so many books, and that makes it hard for anyone to speak up on the subject.
It gives you a sense of just how scared publishers are of Amazon, because nobody will come out and say, this is a problem and we're angry about it.
Literary agents are speaking out. Brian DeFiore of the Association of Authors Representatives says his organization wants to know how authors will be compensated if Amazon begins making deals with the larger publishing houses. They're also concerned that Amazon is simply using books to sell Kindles.
Giving away someone's creative work as an incentive to buy some other service or product, it feels, whether it's legal or not, it certainly feels problematic.
Writer Robert Gulrich has another worry: the effect Amazon's lending library may have on independent bookstores. No one, says Gulrich, can compete with free.
Reliable Wife would never, ever have become a bestseller without the support and hand-selling of independent booksellers. And I think anything that weakens independent booksellers weakens the entire literary discourse in the country, and I'm all for a healthy and vibrant literary discourse.
And here's another sign of Amazon's pervasive influence in the book industry. Gulrich himself is a member of Amazon Prime, and that, of course, makes him eligible to use the lending library. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.